This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. A recent Consumer Insights report from Purdue University indicates that consumers look favorably upon regenerative agriculture, but don't really know what it is. Dr. Lurival Monaco is a professor at Purdue in the Ag Economics Department. He says willingness to pay for regeneratively grown food is not always there with a majority of consumers.
There's a share of the population that is willing to pay for it. When you show them how much that may cost, that support drops dramatically. One of our questions, we split the sample in two different groups. One of the groups was just asked, would you be willing to pay more for RegenAg? And they said, yeah, 55%-ish said they would. But the other half of the sample, we show them two pictures of the same bag of chips. One is without a label or without any information around RegenAg, and that would be $5. And then the other one was $5.50, but it had like, this was produced under RegenAg practices or something along those lines. The ratio flipped. So around 55% are not willing to pay for that anymore, and then 45 are willing to pay. So when you show the costs of that to the end consumer, the support drops quite a bit.
That's Ag Economist Lurival Monaco. This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.